The John Daly Show, Politics.
And hi, everyone. Today is October 6th, 2016. I thought I'd check in with you, as I will start doing on a regular basis. Today, I want to talk to you about why neither Hillary nor Trump are resonating. You probably won't like my answer. Now, on the surface, neither candidate is really addressing serious problems. Trump seems to be off on some populist angry rant, while Hillary seems to just feed the anger and offer nothing in return. Sure, they have both touched on solutions. Trump has mentioned about simplifying the tax code, but he has no details. Hillary wants to get millennials by offering Bernie's worn-out present of free college tuition. But her approach to foreign policy seems more sane than Trump's. But we are still not getting the details we want from either of them. Let me give you the real problems and the real solutions that neither candidate nor neither political party is talking about. The underlying problems are these two. The first is we have an aging society. The second is technology is reducing jobs and reducing salaries. All you have to do is look at all the problems that are in the headlines today. Those two problems are the foundations. We have cops killing black citizens. Cops are underpaid and undertrained. Most of them are inexperienced. But we want them to solve the ills of society. Meanwhile, people in the inner city have a difficult time finding jobs that pay. Many of those jobs don't exist. The ones that actually exist require training and schooling. We just had another disastrous commuter train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey. Clearly, the New Jersey Transit Authority is underfunded and apparently skipped on safety measures. Syria is out of control. Russia seems to be taking over a lot of our foreign policy. Why is that? Well, Americans are tired of spending their money and sending over our young troops to either be killed or injured. As a result, we don't have a solid foreign policy because so many of us don't understand foreign policy, or we take one side or the other without regard to the other considerations. So what are the underlying solutions? Well, the first is we need tax reform. We need to wipe out the majority of the deductions that cause a lot of the economy to be gamed so it is no longer a true free market. As a result, we don't really know what the true tax rate is or should be. The total amount of givebacks is estimated at $4 trillion a year. That's $4 trillion in revenue we could use for tax cuts or necessary spending. Second, we need entitlement reform. Simply look at what Medicare is costing us. A Medicare recipient will pay in one-third of what he or she will use in a lifetime. The other two-thirds comes from taxpayers. We're not saying get rid of Medicare. We're saying reform it so the cost doesn't strangle us financially. Third, we need massive retraining for 21st century technical jobs. Fourth, we need massive infrastructure investment. Those shovel-ready jobs that everybody complained about are actually out there. Look at the Hoboken train station. There are other instances of many trains going off the track. There are also many instances of bridges collapsing. Go to countries like South Korea and you realize how far behind we are when it comes to internet connections. And the internet may be the main vehicle of our commerce. If we do these four things, we will eventually cut the deficit and grow the economy. So why aren't these solutions and problems that I've pointed out resonating? It's the same reason why Trump and Hillary are not resonating. It's because of special interest. I know a lot of us scream about special interest, but guess what? The majority of us are special interest. Again, look at Medicare. A lot of our senior citizens are getting subsidies by taxpayers. That makes it an entitlement. I know a lot of them will say they paid into it, but they haven't entirely. Why should future generations be charged with their lack of paying attention to what lawmakers were doing over the past 30 years? Hey, I can say this. I'm actually going to be one of the future Medicare recipients. Here's another special interest group you're probably a part of. If you get a tax deduction for your mortgage interest, you are taking money out of the federal government. Now, I know a lot of my friends are in the real estate industry, and they're going to be pissed to hear me say this. But really, what has that deduction done? Well, we don't really know yet, but we can certainly say that it has helped create a boom and bust cycle in the real estate business. It also creates a market that seems rigged. I know there's the theory that raising a child in a house is better than an apartment. Is that true or is that a myth? I don't know, and I think we need to examine this again. Here's another special interest group you're probably a part of. You have your employer provide your health care benefits, but your employer gets a healthy tax deduction as a result. Sounds good, right? Well, let me give you another side of the story. That health deduction is keeping your employer from either hiring more people or giving you a better raise. Not only that, it is not making you healthier since you are leaving your health care in the hands of your employer. So think about that when you complain about big corporations or extremist groups that are filtering millions of dollars into both campaigns. You are almost doing the same thing by not questioning the things that could be causing the problems in our country. But why as a nation are we doing this? We look uninformed and out of touch. The reason could be that we are a combination of these: lazy, apathetic, and too busy. The lazy side comes from embracing our personal beliefs and biases and not considering other ideas that might make us comfortable. There are a number of studies that show this. The first comes from a book called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. He breaks down why Democrats vote differently than Republicans. But no matter how you lean, the majority of us will stick to our beliefs and blindly vote that way most of the time. Another great book is called Thinking Fast and Slow. Daniel Kahneman has done decades of research on the way people think. His theory explains a lot of American voters. They have a tendency to substitute more difficult questions for ones that are easier to answer. In short, most of us place too much confidence in human judgment rather than slow, deliberative, rational fact-finding. Social media is awash with these people. Now, the apathetic theory comes from a book called The Unwinding by George Packer. It's a brilliant book chronicling what happened after the Great Recession of 2008. Now, in a nutshell, he says the unspoken agreement in American society was that you worked hard, stayed out of trouble, and were a good person, and you would have a roof over your head and beer in your refrigerator. You won't be a millionaire, but you'd be okay. Well, that social unwritten contract was broken after the recession. A high school degree will get you nothing. A college degree, it seems, might give you a mere existence. The Unwinding also shows how the recession reduced our buying power and our ability to make a lot of money. As a result, I hear so many people who are working say to me, I am working three times more than I did before to get about half the compensation. Too many of us are working extra jobs while having to take care of kids and maybe older parents. So you hear a lot of people say, who has the time to delve into all these issues? Now, granted, you are hearing the politicians and the political parties admit that there are problems. However, they are not addressing the real causes of the problems. It would require a lot of work on their part, and it is easier to get elected by creating a campaign that seems more like a reality show than a forum on really making America great. Yet, we Americans continue to blame the politicians. In reality, though, it is us. Until we understand what is really happening here, we will continue in this current back and forth that really is a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. Again, it is the solutions stupid. Now, I will continue to put forth that hashtag campaign even after the election. Go to my website, it's Informed Not Inflamed, and I have laid out what the solutions are. And another great place to go is check out the Simpson-Bowles report. Read it. It makes sense. Both the Democrats and the Republicans refused to even look at it. Why is that? Because special interests like you vote. Give me some feedback. You can put it on my Facebook or my Twitter sites. Talk to you next time.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.